good evening, guys. Today, when I'm invited to come, I usually get a few days start. Today, I got my call this afternoon. And, you know, the usual is, you know, come give a schmooze. And I said, okay, what should the topic be about? And of course, I get the proverbial, whatever you want. Which is about the hardest thing to do, because where do I start? So I was wondering, well, you know, what do they need? What should I talk about now? What's the issue? What should I be talking about? So I commented to somebody about that. You know, what do you think is the appropriate topic? So he says to me, yeah, they probably have enough already. Who needs schmoozing? It's so late in the year. Ah, I said, now I know what we need to talk about. The famous two words. Burnout. Burnout. We're holding, in most years, we'd be very close already to the PPPPP. Post-Purim, pre-Pesach period. Right? So we'd be holding there already. And this is the time when we say to ourselves, oh, another month, and oh, it's hard, and it's difficult, and who has the zitzflesh? And this is where sometimes we need to kind of get a hold of ourselves, get a picture of where we're at, and what we need to do. You know, I once asked my mashgiach years ago, I said to him, what does a person do for burnout? What's burnout? What do you do for it? And he gave me a proverbial answer. He said to me, that's Yetzirah. So I thought about it. You know, when I heard it at that time, I said, that's not what I want to hear. But now with a little bit of hindsight, he's right on the money. And you're going to see. Not only are you going to see, I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to prove it to you in ways you will agree. And then after we're done with that, we're going to try to address it and see what we need to do about it. How am I going to prove it to you? Because a couple of weeks ago, I bumped into a guy who was on his way to town. He says he's going to town late at night. And I said, where are you going? He says he's going to watch a football game. So I asked him, who are you going to watch? What's so exciting about it? He tells me, now you guys know more about this than I do, I admit, I really don't know, but he told me he's going to watch the Giants. Now I said to him, they say the Giants are doing well this year, they're doing great, so they're doing terrible. So I said, so what are you going for? He says to me, Reb, you don't understand, I love football. And that made me think. If he loves football so much that he has such drive when it's all over, he can't miss it. What does that say sometimes about us? You know, you have teams that are 20 games behind, are playing against teams that are 30 games behind. And the guys are playing the game like they've, with all the verve and all the power and all the drive. And why? For what? Because they have a drive for one thing. They want to win. That's what it's about. They want to win. So if we take it from there, leave that for a moment, go to us. What does that say about us? If we're talking about a whole year, it's already 5 months, it's the end of this month. What does that tell us about our Avas HaTorah? What does it say to us? Can we say, like a guy says, I love football, can we say I love Torah in the same way? Is that the real issue? You know, Rav Yashiv, you guys all know Rav Yashiv was already his nifter a few years, but I remember back 15, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, it was Yadua. Rav Yashiv had a late night Seder. Slept 3 hours a night, got up at 2:30 in the morning, sat down to learn. And he learned with the same excitement and the same drive over and over again, starting from each mesechta, again and again and again. There was a tkufa when he was already older, in his 90s, and he came out of the hospital. And he's been in the hospital for a long time, so now he's starting again. He opened up Brochas, Beis Samed Aleph, and just started right again. Unbelievable. But that, by itself, doesn't... That's exciting. That's amazing. But there's something more. I know some of you may have seen a very famous photograph. Whenever I see that photograph, I stare at it for a while. It's a picture of a bowl. It's dark. And there's four floating wicks sitting in a pot. And the light is burning. And Rav Yosef is sitting and learning. Whenever I see that picture, I stare and stare and stare. The details of the picture are unbelievable. A man in his 90s knows Kol HaTorah Kula. He's seen all the Gemaras how many times? So one night, he woke up for his 2:30 in the morning Seder. And he gets up to learn. And suddenly there's a poof, there's a burnout, a blowout. Burnout, sorry the pun. A blowout! There's no electricity. It's dark. What do you think you do when it's dark? Seder's canceled. Go back to sleep. He found a pot and he filled it with oil. And he got floating wicks and he put four of them in the pot. And he lit them, and he sat down, and he had his Seder. And I just look at that, and I say, what kind of avos ha'Torah? There's a video that came out after he was nifter. And, you know, in his later years, you guys maybe know this, maybe you've seen the video, I think the video is called Steigen, you may have seen it. It's a video of him in the middle of the night learning, just sitting in 2:30 in the morning, on the clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, and he's Steigen away. He always had a camera. In his later years, there was always videos in the house all over the place. He didn't know it, didn't know. He was always being videoed. One of the videos is also quite amazing. He was old, and the body wasn't working the way it should. He may have been already 100 years old at this point. And he got up to learn, and he sat down to learn, and he had eye problems, deep eye problems. And he opens the Gemara, and he's struggling to learn, and he can't see the Gemara. You can see he's struggling to see, and he can't see, he's struggling. So he takes his glasses off, and he puts like this with his eye, and he tries, and he can't. He tries the other eye, and he tries, and after a while, he just closes the Gemara and closes his eyes, and you see him, Amar Belazar, Amar Yeshua, he started learning about Peh. It's Avos ha'Torah. It's amazing. To give you one or two more meislich. I'm going someplace with all this. Hold on. Listen, stay with me. My Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Ruderman, Yaakov Yitzchak HaLevi Ruderman, was my Rosh Yeshiva near Yisrael. This is someone I knew personally. When he described himself to me in Slobodka, he learned in Slobodka, he described feats of learning that were simply beyond belief. He told me his afternoon Seder in Slobodka was 50 blot a day. 50 blot a day he learned every day afternoon Seder. I remember I looked at him, I said, 50 blot a day? I was in shock. He said, nah, it's no big deal. He says, Rabbi Kvega learned 100 blot a day. He told me the Gilyan Ashas came from a Seder of 100 blot a day in, and by the way, that was in the afternoon. It was 50 blot a day in the afternoon. But then he told me a couple of other things. He told me when the Or Sameach HaNashim was printed, it's a long time ago, I looked, it's about in the middle of the First World War, was when the Or Sameach HaNashim came out. There was one Or Sameach for the entire Yeshiva Slobodka. And each person in Yeshiva got it for one night. That's how it worked. Each person borrowed it and got it for one night. When it was finally his chance, he was waiting for a month to finally get his hands on the Or Sameach. They were in the middle of a blackout from bomb strafing. You know what that is? When they used to drop bombs during the World War One. So you'd have to turn off the lights in your house or in your yeshiva, wherever you were, so that the planes above shouldn't know someone was there and shouldn't drop bombs. So he couldn't have light. Here's his big day, his big chance to sit and learn the Or Sameach HaNashim, and there's no light. So what did he do? He said he sat for the entire night by moonlight, and he sat and learned the entire Or Hasameach on Noshim in one night. In one night. I mean, this is remarkable, Avos Torah. I will just show you one last story, and then where I'm going to want to go. This is in his later years already. I went for a walk with him. I was in Camp Pagoda with him for a few years, as a matter of fact. He would go to Camp Pagoda in the summers, and there were some couple of Bachim that actually slept with him. I was actually sleeping with him, but I used to go in from time to time into the house. I spent a lot of time with him. We used to call, in those days, we called it GP, Gadol Patrol. You know, who was in charge, who was on duty. And I remember one time going into the room, and he said, let's go for a walk. And we did that all the time. He'd hold me under the arm, we'd go walking around the camp. And I remember we passed a guy from Lakewood, had put out tables, and he was selling Sfarim. He came from time to time, once or twice a summer. He was selling Sfarim. So he said, oh, he loves Sfarim. He loved to look at Sfarim. He said, let's go for a walk. So we go, and he's looking through the Sfarim, and he goes safer by safer. Every single safer he was selling, he stopped, he looked. It was, you know, for me, it was a little tedious. You know, he's so slow. And in the end, he picked out 3 Sfarim. I remember he picked out a Ktzois. He picked out an Asifas Kanim on Kutchim. And he picked out a new sefer that he just came out, the Midrash Rabbi Aaron on Musar, Rabbi Aaron Cutler. Midrash Rabbi Aaron on Musar. Came back to the room, and I'm looking, I said, yeah, what are you, a Ktzois, Asifas Kanim, what are you that for? He says, the Ktzois, that's for you. He hands that to me. Asifas Kanim, there was another guy, another bacher was there, he says, that's for you. He says, the Midrash Rabbi, the Rabbi Aaron, that's for me. All right. He went to sleep. We put him to sleep. He laid down. He took off his glasses, which was not a simple thing. He couldn't see. Mamish, his eyes were terrible. By the way, he told me that that night, 70 years ago, that he spent learning Or Hasameach on Noshim to the moonlight, his eyes were never the same after that, by the way. Side point. In the middle of the night, I went in to check, see what he's doing. It's about 2 o'clock, 2:30 in the morning. He's sitting by a little lamp with that Rabbi Aaron on Musar, and he's sitting and learning it. And I couldn't believe it. He somehow found his glasses. I don't know how he did it. And he said he couldn't go to sleep without seeing Rabbi Aaron on Musar. He couldn't go to sleep. So he was up. Now I've asked myself, these are amazing stories of Avos Torah. I've asked myself a number of times, let's go back to the blackout story with Rabbi Eliyashiv. Would I have done the same thing? Probably not. Does that mean my Avos Torah is not the same as Rabbi Eliyashiv's? Probably. But I think there's something else operating, which is deeper and more important and the yesod of all of this. Atzlus, laziness. Because at the root of every one of these maislach is not only a drive in Avos Torah, but you're not lazy. The person is drive, his natural instincts. Chill. It's hard. It's difficult. You tell yourself, Yetzirah tells you all kinds of things to take it easy. And that, Rabbeisai, is the yesod of what burnout is about. You know, I have no doubt. Didn't take a poll yet. I'm going to look at your faces and see if I'm going somewhere with this. You had a lot of hard weeks. You got a few days off. Was it hard to come back? Tell the truth to yourselves. I'm looking at your eyes now. Some of you find it wasn't. You know what that was? Once you found the good life, 3 days a week, it's hard. It's so hard to turn around and come back and push yourself and drive, because the gut of a person is always to lay down and take it easy and not to work hard. Rav Don always said to me many times, he said, he used to tell me, Zrizus is neshama, Atzlus is guf. The guf is always pulling us down, telling us to take it easy, to chill. We're living in an incredible generation. And I think we're all, every single one of us is affected by this. The technology that is coming out, the technology is all coming out to do one thing, to teach us and be malamed us how to do the least amount of work, the least amount of energy to get the greatest amount of pleasure. I'll prove it to you. They're selling, I don't want to use the word, an iPhone. You know, you guys all know what iPhones are, right? They're selling an iPhone that you just have to look at the app to make it go on. You shouldn't have to take your finger and press it. You think I'm joking? It's true. It really is true. To have to look at it, they have a thing. What for? You can drive in a car and say windows up and the windows go up. God forbid, you'd have to press a button. It's funny, but it's true. What message are we being sent? We're being sent, take it easy. Don't even press a button. Life should go without any effort, any anything. But the holiest side of Torah is with effort. Because when you sit down to learn, it's hard. And it's hard for everybody. And the only way you're going to get anywhere is to push yourself and to do exactly what the goof is telling you not to do. I knew there's a great story with Reb Baruch Be'er. Sure, well, many of you know it, but I'll just say it again anyway. It's beautiful. Reb Baruch Be'er said once, he woke up in the middle of the night, he was thirsty, decided he wanted to get a drink of water. Then he made a cheshbon. Taiva. Could we give it to Taiva? Nah. Then he thought again, wait a minute. He said, maybe the real reason is Atzlus. I don't want to get out of bed. So he said, I'm going to get out of bed. He jumped up, got out of bed, went and filled the glass with water. Goodbye. Went back to bed. I know a Yid in Isaiah Bira, lived here in Isaiah Bira. It was Nifter probably 20 years ago. His name was Rav Deutsch. When he was older, he was an old man, and when he was much older, I heard a story. He was in the hospital. And, you know, mentally it wasn't 100%. He'd wake up in the middle of the night, 1 o'clock in the morning, wakes up, jumps out of bed, pulls off the covers, jumps up, and says, what time is it? So he had an ankle, was taking care of him. He said, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, go back to bed. Oh, that's 1 o'clock in the morning, back to bed. An hour later, suddenly he wakes up, throws off his covers, jumps up. He's, what time is it? Told him, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. 2 o'clock in the morning, go back to bed. A little bit later, same thing happens. Wakes up, jumps up. Oh, clovers. What time is it? Tells him it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Half hour later, same thing. The anical said to him, Zaidi, you know, you don't have to jump up. What's take it easy. It's late in the middle of the night. Just ask me what time it is. So you don't understand. He says, I've been Masaira from my youth. The first thing I do when I wake up is I throw off the covers and I jump up. Then I determine what time it is. And I'm never going to be a mevater on that. I don't care what. And that's how he did it. The Chinuch tells us that the whole idea of mitzvahs of matzah is all that we do external activities. We do external actions. They're mashpi on us. If we want to be zeicher tzias b'tzrayim, the idea of eating matzah is a way of us experiencing, by doing activities, by doing the whole Seder, by doing it. All of those things are external activities to teach us and to remind us of the concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's similarly true with teaching ourselves Rizus. The pnimius of a person is that's what Hashem wants. But we don't really have control in the pnimius. So the Ramchal says the way to control the pnimius is by working on the external, the outside actions. If we want to teach ourselves Rizus, if you want to beat burnout, there's only one way. It's to beat it. To realize that, what am I telling myself? That there's not much time left? That I'm tired, I'm lazy. That's what's going on. Pick yourselves up, put yourselves in front of that Gemara and fight it. And the schar is only greater. L'fum tzar agro, there's a reason for that. According to the amount of effort a person puts in, that's the amount of schar that you get for everything you do. It's even better if you put more effort in and you fight it and you deal with it. Because it's not coming from anywhere else. The Avos Torah, I guarantee you all have. It's all coming from, I can do better. I'm tired. Stay down. Why get up? Why push myself? You wake up sometimes in the middle of the night, you can't sleep. What do? You keep rolling over. Nah, maybe I need a little more sleep. Nah, I need another 5 minutes. Jump up. Teach yourselves to do that. You'll see it's not so hard. It's how you learn how to beat the fight for Kriya Shema, for Tefillah, for everything. Is to literally push yourselves. It becomes second nature after a while, to the point that the Yetzirah disappears for it. It can disappear for sleeping. It can disappear for being lazy. It can disappear for fighting the taiva to learn. And if you find learning hard, and that's why you have burnout, that's higufa. It's hard. I don't want to put the work in. I don't want to try. You know, Rav Ruderman told me is a very long tesvis in Ezu Neshech, which goes to Cheshbonus. And he told me it was hard for him. He spent a lot of time on it, figuring out the Cheshbonus. He also worked hard. The Gedolim worked hard. You know, the Chovetz Chaim writes in his Hakdama, when he wanted to sit down to write the Sefer, he said, it's such a massive undertaking. He says, me? I can't do this. Then he suddenly realized, what am I telling him? I'm telling myself I can't do it? No, Adarab, I'm going to. Chovetz Chaim, he was fighting also the whole musik of Atzlus and everything else. It was a Talmud of the Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer once gave a drasha, and he spoke about this idea of Atzlus. And he spoke about it by the Suda. And one of the Talmidim heard the Chassam Sefer, and he was so moved by what the Chassam Sefer was saying that he jumped up and he ran out. The guy steigd, and he pushed himself, and he became a Gadol B'Torah. So they asked the Chassam Sefer, the guy walked out, he ran out after benching, before benching, he didn't bench. So the Chassam Sefer said, you know, I can't say that what he did was right, but I can tell you one thing, if he hadn't have done it, he wouldn't have become the Gadol Torah that he became. Meaning, wasn't saying it's right to miss benching, but you have to be ready. When you feel motivated, you feel excited to do something, to learn, to jump on it. Don't let it go. Don't fall into, and especially now, when you've gone so far, in Ksubas, you're learning, you know, every sugya is important. Every sugya, it will have massive ramifications for other gemaras you're going to learn. Baruch Hashem comes up all over the place. These are sugyas. Each sugya is important. Don't let it go. Put your minds to it. Fight the Yetzer Hara. You guys will be successful in the Yetzer Hashem, and you'll always do great.